That stuff, I think, all went out with the early cowboys. The early cowboys, the 1800s and on up, called them Northerners, because most of them come in out of the north, so they called them Northern. But now we have snow out of the north, we have it out of the south and from the east, and whichever way the winds are blowing.
So it doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
What about summer storms?
Well, some of them can be pretty wicked. We have wind, we have rain, we have hail, and we have flash floods. There's just a heavy rain that runs right down the draw and washes out all your dams. And
let's see, now, what would they call weather in the wintertime? It gets very, very cold. What would be cold weather?
Below zero.
Okay. Does that happen very often?
Oh, yeah. We have quite a bit of it up here, below zero weather.
Maybe what, 10 days a year or more?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, that much. Sometimes all in a stretch. And sometimes it spreads out a little bit.
Do you ever have the weather that when you can hardly see, it's sort of thick?
Foggy.
You have that?
Oh, yeah.
And what are those things that are up in the sky, those white things?
Clouds.
Okay. And if you've been out exposed to too much cold weather, they call that, you know, you get a little...
Frostbite.
Okay. Are there different types of frostbite?
Oh, yeah. There's severe ones and there's slight ones.
Have you ever had frostbite?
No.
What do they call it when the ground freezes? Or does that happen every year?
Oh, yeah.
Would they call that a hard freeze?
Usually a hard freeze around the 1st of November.
Okay, and a hard freeze is what?
Just a hard freeze, as far as I know.
Okay, so that just kills everything?
Yeah, a hard freeze kills everything.
Okay, so that's different than a frost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But there are different terms for types of snow or types of ice, thicknesses of ice.
Well, some snow is called snee.
Snee?
Yeah, because it's not flakes. It's more like, it's a little tiny hail. It's not hail and it's not snow, so they call it snee.
That's spelled S-N-E-E, I guess. Mm-hmm. And a wet snow, what would they call it? Just wet?
A blessing.
A rarity. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a wet, heavy old snow when it's wet.
And dry snow, that's any name for that? Would they ever call that powder? Or?
Yeah, powder blows away easy. No good for nothing, really.
Okay. And ice, any types of ice?
Well, there's thick ice and little ice, but
nothing. Other than that. Okay. And in the springtime, when it warms up, they call that the spring
thaw.
Okay. About windstorms? Can you tell me anything about windstorms?
Oh, we have some dandy sometimes, but we've never, right here and where my boy lives, we've never had a tornado. Mm-hmm. But we've seen them forming, but they veer off and go away from it.
What about a Chinook? I guess that's a windstorm, isn't it?
Yeah, not really. It's just a warm February wind, usually. It melts snow.
Uh-huh. Okay. What would you call it? For example, if it's been a calm day and all of a sudden the wind starts, you'd say that the wind is...
coming up.
Yeah, that's what you'd say? And if it's slowing down, you'd say...
going down.
Okay. And do you have terms for, say, oh, it's a terribly hot day, you say it's hotter than
hell.
Okay. And if it's a very, very cold day, you say, oh, it's colder than
hell.
Okay. Hell for both of them. All right. Sometimes it's so cold you can see your
breath.
Okay. Are there terms for that? Get a train here. Sound effects, even. It's great. And the act of taking a breath, that's called?
Breathing.
Okay. All right. Now, are there terms for, would you ever say drier than? It's drier than.
Well, you can say drier than hell or drier than the dickens, whichever way you're.
Okay. And a long term of dryness is called a?
Dry spell.
Okay, would they ever call that a drought?
Drought.
I see, okay. And just within just a couple of minutes here of finishing up this section, I want to take a break. What about cultivated grasses? Do you know of any names?
Well, there's crested wheat grass, and there's pasture grass, and there's lunar grasses. And they're all pasture grass, that's what they are.
Now,
are
those broadleaf or blade? Or?
Mm-hmm. The pasture grass has got a broadleaf on it. The crested wheat grass is mostly just a head. Very few blades on it, and it's no good for sheep feed at all.
I see.